It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership. This morning, Dr. Husing will conclude his series of talks over the last few weeks about how he puts together an annual economic forecast for the Inland Empire's various economic sectors, how he gauges the growth in the IE's all-important logistics industry.
Now, logistics really has replaced construction as our strongest sector. So looking at logistics, the question then is, how's it doing? Well, it looks like, if I'm right on the 48,000 estimate for how we did last year, 2014, it looks like we've had 2 years in a row of creating over 8,000 jobs in that sector. That is a bundle of jobs.
Yeah.
And it's a bundle of jobs for people who need the ability to move up into the middle class. Just as an illustration, people don't like trucks. Truck drivers in the Inland Empire have a median pay of over $43,000. It's good, solid income. If the husband's doing the driving and the wife has a job in retailing, for instance, or somewhere in the service sectors, that family's over $65,000. They're a middle-class family. That's the kind of thing an economy like ours with our level of marginally educated workers needs. So this sector... And what I had said in an earlier program about what has happened to the cleanliness of truck engines, which is huge, because we now see the lifetime no cancer, lifetime tremendous reduction in PM2.5, tremendous reduction in the NOx, the other gases that are a problem, by the 2007 engines and the 2010 engines being even cleaner yet, means that we can... We are starting to get there in terms of being able to allow this sector to grow without trying to shut it down, which has been a huge move by certainly AQMD, to some extent related to that EPA. And this was a study done in part funded at the California level and the EPA nationally.
Now, as things get better, as the economy gets better, do you think that there's going to be more community resistance to these big mega logistics centers? Like, for instance, there's a growing resistance to a center planned in Beaumont. We've always had some resistance in the Mira Loma and the East Vale area. And I wasn't hearing a lot about all of that the past 5 years. Now I'm starting to hear more. Does that have something to do with, as things get better, people start to think that they could be better off without that dirty old logistics industry?
Well, fact is, the industry is turning out to be not as dirty as it's been. We've been dealing with exaggeration, not fact. We finally have a hardcore 4-year study financed by the regulators, in part, that says, whoops, it's not as bad as we thought it was. We'll see what that does. The other thing is, we still have 18 to 19% poverty in the Inland Empire, and we still have 1 out of 4 children living in poverty. Given those numbers, it is hard to believe that we aren't going to finally start saying, let's let things grow that start to address that particular part of the issue, particularly if the environmental downside is less.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.